It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
What up, foe?
It's Tuesday. It's a hot take. It's wide open. New York is open. We beat it. We beat the virus. We are back, apparently.
Hot Take Tuesday, More Garbage Podcast, every Tuesday, 10 p.m. for just under 1 hour. My co-host, Fubzilla, The Experience, and myself, Vandal NYC, living that blue dream, right? I was actually in Jungle Cafe yesterday, and a girl was like, "Can I take a photo of your shirt?" I'm like, sure. That's my friend's screen name. I'm like, okay. This is a 11-year-old t-shirt. Yo, I don't know. Do people still smoke Blue Dream?
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? Blue Dream still like a popular strain? I don't know. Waiting for those first smoke lounges to open up.
But it's not like it was. It was, though, like when you had that shirt, it was like, Blue Dream was the thing.
Oh yeah, it was great.
It was amazing.
I was trying to get rappers to like make songs about it to market it. You remember that? I was like, "Yo, what's up? Throw a Zilla your way."
Oh my god, that's I forgot about that.
I was like, "What it do? What it do?"
Yeah, it's like I want. It was some real ass big shit. Like we just need to make a rapper.
Yeah,
like oh shit,
that's it, right? Come on,
to this day that works. It happens, happening now. I'm sure, like every rapper has their own strain now. Fuck, like just making a rap song about it.
Oh yeah,
like,
they got their own.
They're like, glue, I want a
their
piece,
own oil, their own strain. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody does. It's crazy.
So. You saw me holding up that Dutch. You know what that means.
That Bitcoin's means Bitcoin above 40?
Is above 40K. That's right.
There it is, kids.
That's right. That was too quick. You know, I'm actually just gonna blaze a couple and then boycott again until 50K.
There it is.
You know, that's the it. Mojo. Spark the movement.
What's the luck? But, the luck is this. The luck is
but
this.
I gotta give a shout out to Kimian. Ran into Kimian on Bedford yesterday, waiting for a AAA dude because his car died. You're all blowing him up. And he hit me off with one of these. Have you seen these?
Nope.
Okay, so they're organic wraps, not a sponsor. And oh wow, it's vegan. It's a vegan wrap. Come on, man. What the fuck does that mean?
1 second.
Do Dutch Masters have a dairy component that I'm not aware of?
What kind of animals in the Dutch
Master? Is there? Yeah.
Forget about. Wait, wait, wait. Forget about.
I bet
vegan.
There is pork in the Dutch Master. I bet there is. It's a conspiracy.
Like
the pork conspiracy.
Okay, I need to change my name again.
Oh, it's gonna be Jews, pigs for Jews, or what? What is it? What's that website? What's your website?
Jewsforpigs.com.
Jewsforpigs.com. There you go.
But I want to know our Dutch Master's vegan.
Now, so we'll get back to that. But as you can see here, I'll get the light just right. It's 100% organic hemp, which means it's 100% tobacco free.
Very
tobacco
cool.
Free blunt wrap. And you know that I am like a Dutch purist. I'm a Dutch maximalist. And I tried it out last night. And I got to say, it was all right.
So you don't have one in there. I wanted to see it.
No, this is the roach. Looks just like any other blunt wrap, you know.
It's right here.
But I got to say, it was all right. And it comes with the filter like this. And then you
what's
just
the,
clip
what's
off.
The name of this product?
How much you want? Here, if you want to do some research again, y'all.
Honey,
high hemp.
Hemp.
Yep. organic wraps, high hemp organic wraps. So he told me he's been buying them in bulk. And I got to say, that's probably the move, because my neighbor went, you know, to the local bodega where we can usually get Dutchess for $2 a piece still, allegedly. And today they're like, yo, you know, New York City raised the price $7 a Dutch. And he came over and he was like, yo, man. And I'm like, yeah, they did that like a year or more before the pandemic. This has been going on for, actually, I think it's been like 4 years already.
Oh, just mail order.
They pretty much try to crack down on people trying to buy loose cigars.
Of course.
So the packs are like a huge bargain compared to the price of a loose Dutch.
Which makes no sense, right? Like, economically speaking, I get it, what they're doing. They don't want people being able to like crack one, sit there, and like, they want it to be a thing, right?
Yo, man, I'm kind of sold on these. Really. They do not feel like a lot of whack wraps that I've tried in a while. You know, kind of like some of Mac Miller's.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
R.I.P.
Mad evil. This guy's evil.
R.I.P. to all of those songs.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do a little free promo. Double up. I'm going to throw it in the chat for no one.
Throw them up in the chat, Shane. Throw them up in the chat, B. So here we go.
What flavor did you have, out of curiosity?
Here's honey the 40K swirl? Celebration. Yeah, he gave me a honey swirl. I didn't even see which other ones they got yet.
They got pineapple, honey pot, hydro,
you know, Maui. You can probably share your screen, right?
How do I do that? Let's try it.
Yeah, well, let's learn how to use our new software. High Hemp is not a sponsor. Yeah, I like
easiest it. Easiest with two monitors. I don't have two monitors.
Nah, you don't have to do no two monitors. No, you can choose either your whole screen or just a tab in your browser.
I think I'm in it.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Boom.
So let me go to the top of the page here.
So what do we got here? Yeah, I want to see.
Their new flavor is organic hemp.
Nah, that's not a flavor.
That says...
What flavor is that?
What the fuck does that say?
I mean, it's bright green. It's probably some kind of like green tea or... Yeah, it says green.
It says Area 51 green is what it says.
Okay.
So that's her new flavors, Area 51 Green.
So it tastes like an alien bunghole. Got it.
It's okay. And then this is baked. This is like, I guess, cookies. Tastes like cookies.
Bear berry, cookies. Banana.
Banana goo. Bear berry.
So wait.
Blazing cherry.
So I'm confused. I thought they could not do fruit flavored wraps anymore.
Whoa. That's New York. One second. There's a New York law. When you go outside of New York City, even into Jersey, and you go into like a 7-Eleven, you'll see like 87 flavor blunts, Dutches, gotcha. All that, you know. New York cracked down on that. So, yeah, you're probably going to see, who knows where he gets them. You could buy them right here. You know why? Because they're not tobacco. So you could buy them online.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm gonna go back to you. How come they can sell beer that's fruit flavored?
Oh, very simple. Because basically, like, if you drink fruit flavored beer, you're not gonna they're gonna correlate that you're not gonna just become a drunk. That's what they're gonna correlate. I think tobacco has become so bad. In terms of like it's the evil thing that they can throw all the bad at. And so it looks like they're doing things, frankly, oh, we're going to take these off the streets. There's too much money in booze for them. They can't fuck with it. There's too much money in it. City's got too much money invested in alcohol for them to fuck with it. That's really it.
I mean, it's pretty anti-intuitive. I mean, but then again, who said the law's got to make sense, right?
But
makes dollars. That's all that counts.
They also created all these weird smoking laws, right? And then now made weed legal. So all those public smoking laws that they created now fit into like the weed legalization seamlessly. And they can alter it however they want. But tobacco was no good for the city. That's what happened. And so when it becomes no bueno for their pocket, they're going to crack down on it every way. And for them, what they say is that it's bad for kids. It's bad for the neighborhoods where they sell in.
Yeah, but so, all this so shit. Is beer.
Of course. But they're not going to fuck with alcohol. Like, too much. There's too much revenue in alcohol.
Like, kids should not be allowed to buy beer, just like they should not be allowed to buy cigarettes.
I agree.
Or cigars. So why does it matter what flavor either one is?
Because beer falls into a category that makes the real estate people a lot of money and the city a lot of real estate tax. That's really what it comes down to. Like, alcohol is such big business here. You know it. I know it. Bars, you know, that it trickles down.
Right. So
you
people can't are not to... really rushing to a cigarette lounge.
A cigar lounge exists. They don't care what happens in the streets. They don't care what happens to Philly's Blunts, the guy that goes to cigar lounge. But what it comes down to is if you start fucking with beer in the bodega, let's say, and you say you can't sell flavored beer in the bodega, but then you can go to the brewery and they've got like, you know, Twinkie flavored beer. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, we got Twinkie flavored beer. Like, it's like you can't do those two things and then have that brewery that pays the solid property tax to the city and all these other taxes can't fuck them up. Like, go make bullshit. Thanks. If there was like a hand rolled cigar place, imagine if there was like every other block, there was somebody rolling cigars, things would be different. like artisanal cigar rollers, like some Cuban shit, right? Things would be totally different, but that doesn't exist. No money in it. City doesn't care. And it's going to make them look good in front of parents.
That's speaking it. Of the city. City is wide open. I saw the alert this morning. It said like 69.9%. And we need to be 70%.
Yo, we were like the end of Breaking 2. Like that, we feel the top of that fucking.
Oh yeah, this spray painting to get the bar up. Yep. Oh yeah,
and the city was like dance.
And then homegirl's parents show up and they're like, "Hey, we got like 10 G's or whatever it was." It was a lot more, actually. They had a lot. They're like, "We got that for you," even though we were like forbidding you from doing this a moment ago. But now we got G's for that. No doubt. Sure. Why not?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let's.
So city's wide open and. Oh, I forgot to get that party info. I know that Reed is coming into town this weekend, and I thought it was fam after a big hiatus.
I'm sharing the screen for a second.
I'll bring it up in a moment. Pause that. I thought she was coming into town just for like, you know, see the fam. Probably been over a year. But then she said, like, the event is on Friday. And I was like, whoa, event. I didn't know there was all that. Yo, I forgot the meaning of the word event. I thought it was just crazy. All stream everything. But yeah, I think we're going to get together. We're going to work on our NFT and some mixed media stuff on Saturday. Nice. Don't all come knocking on my door on Saturday because you know she's over. I'm gonna have,
there it is.
Have her fans. I announced the paparazzi is
gonna the be location. The
yeah. Oh, yo, Serge, how you been, bro?
Oh my god.
Yo, let me come through. Anyway, big shout out to Reed. Let's bring up what you got for us? Our goal, 200,000. Yeah. We got to learn how to get the
this
audio.
This was New York today. I mean, New York.
I'm kind working? Of a punk for not knowing how to turn that audio on yet. It's obviously possible, but we have not advanced to that stage. So right now, all you see is
the dancing without the sound.
Some pretty,
so,
pretty
something weird, but with the sound is good. So that was New York today.
Some pretty risque outfits there. They looked something like a cross between a bowling team and the Guardian Angels.
He said risque.
Speaking of Guardian Angels, isn't that Tool running for mayor?
He always runs for mayor. That's like the thing. Like that's his. But you know what? Like I like his consistency. I never want him to be the mayor, but I like his consistency.
You know, you would think, hey, what can be bad about that? A bunch of vigilantes trying to protect the city.
Yeah, but it's you know, but then again, at the time as a little kid, it was kind of nice once in a while seeing them, right? On the subway as a little kid, right? Like you were like, oh, those aren't guys that are trying to get me. Okay, like. There's some sort of like then now.
Yeah, you're talking late 80s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Then they were all right. Like just not like they had their issues as an organization, but as a just a sheer little kid on the street, you knew that like if the world went down, you got to go to that guy for a second, right? Like he might be able to like handle some shit, possibly, you know. And that was that moment, like, right? But other than that, you shouldn't be the mayor. Thanks. No, thank you.
Right. Yeah, and that's something.
I have no problem with some citizens on parole shit when the city's in the dumps, right? I can't be mad at that. Like, I get that, you know? Back in the day, fine.
Yeah, but I'm not wide open for a guardian angel mayor.
Oh, hell no. Never thanks. Never, never. I'm there, never.
Not ready.
Like we better be at war, straight up war to think about that. Like crazy war, right? Like, no. Never. Never. Not at all. Our mayoral race is a wild party. And, you know.
Oh, God. I can barely
I don't want to talk about
pay
it.
Attention or care about any of those candidates. It's borderline. It's. Is it as bad as the presidential race was? No, I guess not as bad as all that. But you don't want to talk about it? We don't have to talk about it.
I mean, we got to me, it was like three options, potential options. I think that aren't fully crazy that might actually get what needed. What basically it's like this. You can't be fully idealist and you have to be somewhere between the idealist and the realist, right? And I think that's the thing is that you can't swing this. The city is real tough. There's a lot of people, a lot of things. So I think there's got to be like, I think it's somewhere for me between like Scott Stringer, Art Chang, and Diane Morales. I think those three have like, from what I've listened to of them, what I think potentially could run the city. What is this?
Hey, Maya Wiley, supported by AOC and
I'm not
AOC
feeling her.
Army. Hey,
I'm not feeling her at all, to be honest with you. Have you listened to all of them speak at all?
I know that last year on social media, I was starting to be like, I don't know, man. Maybe Eric Adams isn't so bad. And now
that dude's a fucking
terrible. In 2021,
that dude.
I've reassessed.
Yo, he's the worst thing that ever happened. Oh my god!
And realized, oh, he is that bad. Oh, he's terrible.
He's terrible.
He's not good.
Never forget, he was a cop.
He's not. In fact, he is someone to campaign against.
I'm scared.
Just scared to be like, hey, don't vote for Eric Adams.
Don't vote for that fucking
2021.
That guy's a piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Scott Stringer is the only one that might be able to do it, to be honest, like, and get it done right. I think he's a good old boy, but like, it's a weird time. You need somebody that's been there a little bit. I think somebody totally new, because this is the thing. I think the idealism is great, but the minute you walk into those, to Gracie Mansion and to City Hall, guess what? All your idealistic views can't just happen because there's a lot of moving parts.
Politics is compromise. And that's what people like to say. Like, as soon as you start compromising to try to push things forward, you get called a sellout.
But I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, think about this. Forget about cop politics. Think about a machine, right? Think about an engine, an actual engine, something moving real fast, a train. And all of a sudden, somebody's going to take control of that train or that engine. You can't just change the direction instantly because you want to, right? It's going to fucking go off the tracks. So that's the idealism, where it's like, all this isn't working. We have to change. Yes, I get that. But if you don't understand how to do that, which is where the realism comes in, the city's too big to just say, overnight, we're going to change. You're going to have a war on your hands. There's so many people here.
You know, I'm like, is he talking about New York or is he talking about Israel?
New York. You have so many people here that you can't just change all of a sudden overnight exactly the way it happens. It won't work for you. You have to be able to like come in and slow that train down to change its direction, right? And that's just, that's physics. And New York is a moving thing. It's a breathing thing. And I think that's, I think there's a lot of great ideas, the views on in some of these candidates, but I don't think that they're going to be able to get done right now. And I think that's really, I think the key is to try to find somebody that can find that middle and understand that it's a give and take, you know, like there's a lot of change that has to be done, but overnight, probably impossible. Like, but working with the old ways to slow it down and change direction totally, that's what needs. I think there's a few people that can do it collectively, but I don't think there's one person that can do it. That's real. I think there's going to be, but I think that like, I think Art Chang's really interesting too. I don't know. Art Chang. He's one of the candidates.
I don't know who that is. I've succumbed. I've capitulated. It's worked. My head has exited the political arena. Last year,
I did that for a while, and then just recently with this, I decided that I really do need to know, just from my own reality here, who's in the game, and like, and I watched a couple, like, you know, one of these let's interview all the candidates and shit, and they gave a picture, you know. And I'll tell you one thing, Andrew Yang is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
He is sketchy.
I already got a reaming. I wasn't even thinking about voting for him. I already got a reaming.
Oh, my God. I don't need a reaming.
That was like, you better not be selfish and vote for him just because he's 100% crypto.
No, he's a piece of work, man. He's a real politician. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of what I mean, that in the sense of like whatever he needs to say right now to be your buddy, he's gonna say, and that is like and through to the point where, who are you? Oh, you don't even know who you are. Guess what that dude did when COVID hit? He left New York.
Well, I mean, shit. Man, anyone who had the means to leave New York when COVID left, I'm not COVID hating left. On them.
Wait a second, though.
I mean, when COVID hit, I'm not hating on that.
You have to, though. If you're
the mayor, you can't.
Yes, but if your next move is to become the mayor, guess where you should be?
Okay.
You're a politician and you're a year away from running for mayor and you're like, you know what? I want to be the mayor of this city. You should probably be here when this shit is hitting the fan.
I mean, I don't know when he announced. So
I'm just saying, right?
I mean, arguably makes sense.
That's not enough for me not to like a man as a politician. Like, but his other shit is whatever. He's a real problem. Rather not talk about him, actually.
Well, my friend, as mentioned before, crypto is taking a rebound.
40.
Yep, it's above 40. Bitcoin hit like over 41 today. Oh, I don't know why I didn't bring that up on the chart. I don't have I'm not signed in on this one here, but should still be able to find, boom, what we're looking for here. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I got so used to using Explorer, and to run this software, I got to be on Chrome, back on Chrome. Biggest resource hog in the game.
So you're on Brave now, right?
And what I was about to say is, yeah, and really I'm going to make the crossover to Brave.
What is that going to entail for you, out of curiosity?
Just using Brave. Brave.
I'm downloading that shit right now. Live.
Browser. Secure, fast, and private web browser. I'm free and open source. Developed by Brave Software based on Chromium web browser. Brave is a privacy-focused browser that distinguishes itself from other browsers by automatically blocking ads and website trackers by default.
Yeah, that's great.
So
it's kind of like VPN built in a little bit?
Like if anyone's familiar with MetaMask, that's a built-in browser on MetaMask.
Oh, this is smart. I like it. They productize their shit. That's good. I'm into it. Have you started using it?
I have used it, but I haven't like fully crossed over. But I will. I'm really interested in it. And there was a tweet. I should just share this screen. God. Yeah, I'll just take over this window here. Keep it simple. Leave the site, yo. Leave it. Boom. All right. As you can see here, Brave Browser's next trick, privacy-preserving news recommendations. I mean, I find that pretty interesting. Because what it does is it helps take you out of that echo chamber.
Whoa. I just brought in all my bookmarks and everything.
Helps take you out the echo chamber. You know, if you're not being tracked, you're not being marketed to. And there was a point in time where I was like, well, shit, I'd rather it have relevant marketing or ads relevant to my interests. I don't want to see no like AARP. I'd rather see like Ralph Lauren in my ads. Why not?
So you're still searching Google though.
But
Google, but you're using Brave.
No. What you're looking up the
I'm on Brave right now. I'm searching on Brave. You want to share my screen? I wonder if it shares to a Brave thing. But basically, like when I search
in the search bar, tried to bring in a Brave tab or a window. But well, your screen.
I literally just put Fubs in the brow in like a search window, and a Google window came up of that search.
Brave browser. I'm reading some reviews. Basically, everyone has given great reviews for it. And people are saying they've been using it for a few years. Just like the old days, the irony is the app is hocked on Google, who everyone knows is so invasive due to their addiction to communist money. Okay, let's not read that one.
Whoa. No,
no. Let's not read that review.
That went south fast. I've totally lost the window. It's gone.
Anyway, Brave, not a sponsor. Just, you should check out.
What am I reading? It's like, oh, it's a train wreck. Fuck, I'm reading a train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one. Good one. Good one.
Shit, fool.
So let's go and share this other tab here.
And oh, man, this album is fucking crazy.
Yeah, this is just the review on Pitchfork, but basically Pray for Haiti, Makami.
I think it's maybe a 9.
Yeah, I saw the 8.8, and I was like, that's it? You're
it's
right.
I don't think it's a 10. I think it's a 9, though.
Yeah, you know, a 10, it's got to be like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's not a 10. And I think that for them, that's probably like, nobody's a 10, and they probably have a 9 as a 10. But I bet Pitchfork's on that shit.
But a 9, in my book, that's like really high praise. And I love the quote that they bring up, because I really love that opening song, The 26th Letter. And the quote is, it's crazy what y'all can do with some old polo and Ebonics. Yeah, man. I really, really enjoy
it. He folds some stuff together that's very interesting.
And like I was saying earlier in our conversation offline, is that he... That's kind of why I had this article open. I was looking for the exact percentage, but he donated a percentage of the proceeds from the album to relief for Haiti. And that means if there's any licensing, a percentage goes to relief for Haiti. Like going forward, any residuals, a percentage of that goes to Haiti. And I've never heard of anyone doing that with their albums before. You know,
there are projects done specifically for causes, but not like I'm going. Well, and this is interesting because it's part of the name of the album, right? So he's kind of done something very interesting where like it's close to home. The name of the project is close to home, but it's also in the vein of, because of how he's dealing with it, like a project that is for a cause, because it is for a cause. So, like, when do you remember when Amadou Diallo was shot, and they did an entire like single, all these rappers were on it. So there was a couple things, and I'm sure all the
KRS was on that. I remember
a bunch of people. Okay, so there's been a couple, and Black August, I think they used to do that show. And they'd put out some sort of mixtape or something, and all those proceeds would go to Puerto Rico.
And they had like sound bites,
right? Mia, so there's been some stuff like that's
over the phone,
really, for the sake of, you know, doing good and such. But this is different. Yeah, this is totally like, oh, we're gonna have a cause, and it's gonna be my album as well, that is this phenomenal album that isn't just because of the cause. So this is it's a very weird paradigm. I'm trying to think if anybody's ever done this and like this. No, this is new for sure.
So
I mean, but that's also generational, right? This is very interesting because he folds into his generation, and his generation is very focused on giving back as a whole. And here you are. This shit is amazing.
Where is the quote? Revealing that 20% of the album's proceeds are going towards the Pray for Haiti Trust Fund to improve schools in Port-au-Prince.
It's crazy.
Boom, right there. 20%. All right. That's not slouch money.
That's a fifth of everything. That's a lot of money.
He said, well, far too many of us can recall the millions of telethon dollars pledged, and according to all major media outlets, accounts, not actually donated to those in need. And he said, especially after the 2010 earthquake, I for one feel a bit robbed of momentum when petty nonprofit hustlers use the plight of Haitian people as cannon fodder for Western media feeds and tickers. And he pretty much says, like, he thought this was the most effective way to get the funds to where they're supposed to go.
Money where his mouth is.
And you know what? In a way, he's making his donation, like, not quite decentralized, but it's like on it's automatic. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have to make the donation. He's just like,
in general, we're seeing this a lot with artists of this generation, where they're taking their money and they're doing what they want with it. Like, we saw this with, like, even just The Weeknd and his Super Bowl thing. He's like, oh, you don't worry, I'm gonna pay for this. I want to do what I want to do, you know. And like this dude, he's like, oh, you don't have to worry, you guys don't have to, I'm gonna give my own money to start my own situation and handle this, and, you know, and set a precedent. And like, this is, and, you know, I want to talk about something. Half sidebar. Jonathan Mannion getting sued by Jay-Z. This shit, because he's selling his Jay-Z prints on his site.
Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
On some not full capitalism. It's an interesting artist.
For too many years, I've had countless heartfelt. Here, let me add it back up.
Where is it?
For too many years.
Where are you at? Right there. Donated 20% of proceeds, stream merch, live performance, and the live performance. Wow. Wow.
Esteemed members of the Haitian diaspora. Is it diaspora or is it diaspora?
Diaspora.
And the best way to get charitable donations directly to the people, far too many of us. Oh, that's the other quote. Right. So that was the statement right before, is that.
Look at this, though.
He's talked to many people, and this has been like an idea that people really got behind. You know, they're like, why don't you
live
do this?
Performance.
Streaming, merch, and live performance to finance computer science education in Haiti, specifically coding. The language of tomorrow.
Can I say the evil shit that this is also?
He's rapping about blockchain.
I'm just saying, any label, anybody behind this, any suit, is like, oh, this is great. This will be a good tax write off for him. This is great. This is gonna look good. Blah blah blah. Let's back this. Like, on some like fucked up, like evil person thinking shit. Like, this is good on so many levels, and even for them, it makes life easy as a PR person. PR person can call NPR now. Like, still, they don't have to call the theater. They can call NPR.
out of every $5 he's given away, one to Haiti, then he's going to be giving away another at least one for taxes, right? And he's going to be lucky if he ends up with 50% of the money that the album makes, right? So 20% is a big move.
It's true.
It's very respectable. It's not like, okay, for example, this is a great example. So let me get this off the screen, and I'm going to put up my man, George from Cryptos Are Us. Okay. Now, at the end of every stream, he does a Q&A session. Okay. And a lot of people just throw like random coin names at him, and he does the research on what kind of market cap it is, how long has the project been around, who's behind the project, what the technology does. Does it already exist? You know, like, he's really teaching people how to do research for themselves, right?
Which is good. He's
Sometimes
he speaks,
people
he speaks correctly to people.
They're just shilling nice. Coins in the chat, right? Right. And he'll look real quick and he'll be like, yeah, this is no, he'll say this is a charity project.
Interesting.
Which means it's bullshit. He's like, I'm not down with any crypto backed charity project. You know why? Because it's not real, it's a money grab. And he said, when you read the tokenomics, that you see that they're donating like a fraction of 1%.
Right.
You know, and sometimes they could even say something. He was just talking about this, how they could say, we've donated $150,000 to saving the whales. And he's like, yeah, but
how much did you make?
Have a billion. You know, you're a billionaire.
Oh, I've seen people do this shit where you're like, oh, we're gonna give money to the whales, right? And it's like all of a sudden you're like, well, what are you giving? And you're like, we gave, like you said, but what percentage? You say a dollar for five? That's crazy.
20%.
At what point are huge. See, this is where blockchain comes in interesting, right? Where it's like, oh, it's put in the blockchain. We can all see it.
And that's like, another thing people don't understand is they think like, oh,
blockchain, that would be cool, right?
All this illegal shit.
Figuring out a way to do all
that. The news just came out last week about how the government was able to recover all this like ransomware money, right? And the only reason they could do that is because it is on a blockchain where anyone can view the address of the wallet that it's going to. You know?
Yeah, I think that, and I think that if we find a way to, like, in general, you create a system that's like, oh, there's your fucking blockchain.
Yeah, you it's make it a smart contract, and that shit just runs on its own.
Dud.
That's it.
It's that bullshit.
We do. And that album is on Griselda Records. Obviously they're facilitating all of that. And I didn't hear them, you know, mention if they were matching any kind of donation, but the album is entirely, like executive produced by Westside Gunn, who's,
you know, they're involved as a label
whose vision is, to be the curator.
The curator.
That's what he always says. He's like, I'm not a rapper. I'm a curator. Like, I'm not like, he's like, I'm nice, but like, I might be the greatest, but it's not really what I'm out here to do. You know?
His voice is great.
Yep.
You just want to hear him. Boom. But like, when he starts rapping, you just want to listen. He's like, he's got that Rock Marciano kind of vibe where like, you ever like get into a pocket just listening to rock and you're like, ooh. Where was I? Like, you're just like, it's hallucinatory. Like, Biggie had that sometimes, like, where you could just fall into the pocket and just be in their shit. He's like that.
For sure. Did you see the art gallery that they opened?
Negative Ghost Rider. Where is it?
Like a store and a gallery.
Where? Buffalo?
I believe so. I'm trying to bring up some pics.
Hey, right, you guys going to Buffalo? No. Is Buffalo a destination yet?
I think it's, where is it? Hybrid Art Gallery. Where is it? These are old links, though. Anyway, go to his Instagram and you can see some good photos on there. It looks nice. It looks cool. You know,
Westside Gunn is opening an art gallery in Buffalo.
Yeah, if you see any images, throw them up there. I'll share the screen.
Wait, I haven't found it yet. I'm looking for it. Give me a second.
But it's cool, and he's got a lot of, like, you know, celebs popping through. I saw Jay-Z pop through there. Dave East pop through there. Obviously, all the Griselda dudes were there. It's like the cool place to pop up, you know? And who's hotter than Griselda right now? Or for the last couple of years?
I mean, they really do it. Hold up. I'm looking for it.
Yeah, and you know what? Someone like Freddie Gibbs, his album's at least as hot as any Griselda dude, right? Especially now that he's partnered up with Madlib on every album. Oh, yeah. But his hype is like at a low when that album is not like new, when it's not like, you know, the trending topic. His name is kind of like, you know, a video maybe you'll drop here or there. You know, there was a good clip of him freestyling with his daughter on his lap. He was spitting hard. His daughter on his lap at the radio station. That was a good video clip. But Griselda, they have hype like nonstop because they're doing like, you know, all these collabos. They're doing fitteds. They're just printing their own hoodies or doing sneaker collabs.
It's called Buffalo Kids.
Supporting straight up like, you know, artists.
I think I found some photos. Sales. I think I found some photos. I got some photos.
47:10 Tuesday night. More Garbage Podcast. Hot Take Tuesday for Bacilla and Vandal. We got about 12 minutes to go. So
I don't know if you see.
Oh, photos. Yeah, I see it. There you go. Boom. Buffalo Kids. There we go. Boom. Yeah, come on, man. It's cool. It's very like contemporary pop art.
I'm into it. It's in a mall. It's a lot of levels right here. Oh, that's a Surge piece right there.
They're cool. They're all cool.
Yeah, I'm into this. We're showing love out here.
I want that store in the neighborhood. That'd be dope.
A little video. We're just crowdsourcing some information out here.
I love it. All right. We already saw this.
All right, cool. Oh, look at this one. Look at this creepy one.
Yeah, they do. You know, they got a lot of creepy visuals. Come on, man. How many times did I have to get past, you know, some Hitler Wears Hermes shit?
Yeah, I'm still not okay with all that. Oh, that's sweet. Not a rug. I want that. Yeah, good for them.
West Side Gun knows what the fuck he's doing. That's for sure.
We're back.
He is borderline genius. I gotta say,
borderline. It's very true. They definitely they figured out what works, and they lean into it real heavy, and it's smart.
So what's up? We got probably time for just one more topic. Got
You've
been thinking about?
What have I been thinking about? I mean, I've just been really like amazed to watch kind of the flow of everything start back up. And the vibe is good and it's cool, you know. And like, really though, what's interesting is you hear it now and they're like, Delta variant, anybody that's not vaccinated, we're fucked. And you're like, what's happening right now? Like, what a weird time to be alive. It's like,
and now like you don't have to wear the mask outside, but you do have to wear it in a store, but not all stores. and you just like,
and nobody's taking the sign down.
Nobody's
taking the sign down.
Like I'm in Geek Forest. It's this kind of like a comic book, graphic novel, board game,
nice
Dungeons and Dragons.
Where is that?
It's on Bedford. Like a block up from Finney's, like that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there looking at a bunch of different graphic novels for Max. And then I come to the counter and the guy is like wearing a mask. And I'm like, oh, Right. Was I supposed to be wearing a mask this whole time? I'm in here for like, you know, whatever, 10 minutes walking around looking at shit. I was like, my bad. I just forget. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do anymore. And he was like, I don't either. He was like, whatever. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, it's getting confusing and not at the same time. And it's like, it's that machine, right? It's hard to stop that. Like, whoa, we all got reprogrammed for a minute and we're starting to come out of it. But, you know, the rest of the world is still riling in wildness. So it's, we got to think about that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Like, they'll be on lockdown and then, like, 1 week later, like, completely open. Like, there's no stages. Like,
yeah, they're
lockdown or not.
They're on some wild behavior.
And, you know, when I first heard lockdown last year, it was really hard to believe that that could happen, that this was really going to be, like, something enforced. You know,
well, what's funny is that, like, I never thought for a second it wasn't possible. And the minute I saw what happened in Italy, I knew we were next. I was like, between China and Italy, New York's screwed.
If everyone, like, just didn't care and just went outside, I mean, there's no way that you can actually police the entire country.
Oh, no, it's an impossibility.
Well, but I digress.
Well, that's a good way to have 2 hours.
It happened. And, you know, whether intentionally or not, it was definitely an experiment for the government, the military, local
police. And we're not fully at herd immunity yet, so.
No, some places, like San Francisco, are claiming.
That's about it, though. Which is, you know. Not here yet, but we're almost. We're getting there. We you know, we're America. We set the bar for like a good C. We got to that C. The fools are like, we're gonna fucking party. Like, straight up. Like, we didn't get to like anywhere near B territory. We just hit that C. We were like, we're all right with 70. We're good.
Yeah, they're straight like trending TikTok topics that are like, how to let someone know you're ready to go dating, or, you know, how to let someone know that your pussy's open for business.
More or less, and you're all like, wait a second, ticker tape parade and
like this fireworks. This summer's gonna be ridiculous. People are gonna be losing their minds.
People are gonna go crazy this summer. I think you're gonna see so much alcohol poisoning this summer.
There still isn't one definitive name for the 2021 summer because it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, like I said, hot girl summer, and it was like, man, that was maybe 2 years ago or whatever. Last year, like, hot
girl, I think summer. This is gonna be like fucking like ricochet vomit summer, like something real, like out. Yeah, real outrageous, like fucking, you know, dart your scrotum summer kind of shit. Like, whoa, how did that go down, you know?
Yeah, they eliminated COVID, but, you know, whatever. It's like some new STD on the rise.
They took on debauchery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like Rome has to fall somehow, motherfucker. God damn it.
Hey. Record store day.
Oh, it was last week and next 2 weeks.
Did you get anything? I fought it so hard. I was in that store, Geek Forest, and I was like, oh man, you guys started carrying some records, and it was like all soundtracks, and that's kind of like,
the weakness.
That's kind of like a no, but. Yeah, a weakness, especially recently. It's been something that got really popular, and so they started releasing a lot of like amazing classic soundtracks on like super thick vinyl, especially horror movies. And they had the Twin Peaks season 3 I was like, oh man, don't do it, don't do it. And somehow I got out of there without it. Ooh, I just decided I didn't have the money for it. Yeah, it was close. Amazing. It was close. Anyway, we're at about 56 minutes in.
Me.
And we are going to shut it down, Shine. So we'll catch you on Friday for Friday Night Compost.
Rock and fucking roll.
You know, that garbage juice.